Okay, that works.
I wonder if they will have these kind of troubles at the Honda Center on October 28th or November 1st at the Hollywood Bowl. When the Who play, it's going to be Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend on the Who Hits Back Tour.
Are we starting off by giving away...
Why not?
Tickets?
Let's just jump right in and say, hey, right. Be caller 13. We'll give you tickets.
818-955-KLOS.
Good luck,
caller 13.
Yeah.
And good luck.
Oh, and so we should also talk about the show.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's talk about today's show.
Okay.
Worst movies of the year since 1980.
Since 1980.
Yes, I'll read you the list. I've seen a lot of them.
I'll bet. Me too.
I'm sure. I've enjoyed some of them.
I bet you have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, people, when they say it's the worst, is often the best.
Agreed.
Quite opposite. Yeah.
Unfortunately for me, that's my taste.
Unless it's Nomad Land or whatever.
Yes.
See, that's the best, and it's the worst.
Super Bowl betting.
Cool, yes.
There's a lot of ways to bet on the Super Bowl.
Sure.
From the length of the national anthem, which has changed greatly.
All right.
Because I do remember once when it was Christina Aguilera or somebody like that, it was 2 minutes and 3 seconds.
Woo!
And so it's over under.
Right.
So you're like, hold the note, hold it, don't stop.
How much money do you think you've won on that particular, I mean credits, have you won on that particular bet? A fair amount.
You win some, you lose
right,
some. It's
sure.
impossible to know how long the national anthem is going to be.
Hey, that's a really good one to bet on, though.
This year, it's a country star that I've never heard of that's going to be singing it, and I think the over-under is like 93 seconds or something.
Yeah, that seems so. They will do it properly and respectfully,
they
so
do
it'll
know.
Probably
yeah.
come in quick.
You can also bet on the halftime show.
Yeah, there you go.
What song's going to be first? Is it going to be Dr. Dre? Is it going to be Snoop?
Is it going to be Eminem? Is it going to be Things Go Wrong?
Who knows?
Yeah. Will there be a wardrobe malfunction?
Correct. Let's hope not.
Oh, well, speak for yourself, sir.
It's National Pizza Day.
Yeah! Woo! Keith Pizza! And fries.
So we need pizza.
Yeah, we need pizza.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Did I see you ordering some pizza?
I was ordering some
pizza.
Yeah!
Woohoo! Yeah. And Little Tony's in North Hollywood isn't open until 5.
I tried there.
Damn it, Little Tony's.
It's the only pizza place I know you like.
I love it.
Called there and it just rang.
We're not interested in opening until 5, sir.
Sons of bitches.
What the hell?
That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
That's The Cure on 95.5 KLOS.
That is not The Cure. I don't know why you've got The Cure on the brain.
I don't either. I don't know what the hell's going on. Nothing to do with anything I do in the morning, that's for sure. It can't be that.
Sure, I'm positive. You know, it's National Pizza Day. I don't care about National Whatever Day.
Nope. Except
for National Pizza Day.
National Pizza Day. It is a holy Trinity day. It's a very important day.
Join us on February 9th as we celebrate National Pizza Day. It's hard to imagine that before World War II, pizza was little known outside of Italy.
Wow. Poor world.
This cheesy disc.
Cheesy disc.
We'll call it a disc. Went from a niche cultural meal to the star of the show, anywhere it turns up. Let's hear it for pizza.
Woo, yeah!
I don't know who wrote this, but...
I'll agree with that part, at least.
Then they give us the history of a National Pizza Day, and they start with the Egyptians and the Romans and the Greeks.
Nope. So out. Couldn't be
Then
more
they
out.
Go 1861, Italy.
Nope.
Okay, not interested.
Nope.
Queen's Love, 1940.
Nope. Not
no one
get
cares.
To New York. I don't care.
All right. Here's a survey. Do you like pizza?
Only stupid people answered no.
98%.
Wow, that is high.
I said yes.
Wow. You know, as a kid, I hated pizza, though. I was a really stupid kid. Yeah, I was so picky with what I would eat that I didn't start eating pizza until I was a teenager.
What did you like when you were a
Nothing.
Kid?
Nothing. Grilled cheese, peanut butter sandwiches, Cheetos.
And that's still my diet, but...
Pancakes.
But how do you not...
But that's about it.
How did you... Did you never have good pizza?
I probably didn't. I mean, there's like, you know, and I don't want to, well, I won't say the name of the places. They're still kind of around. Not the big ones, but the older ones that are still around.
Right.
It just wasn't really very good. And then by the time I was
But bad
teenager,
pizza is pizza.
I would eat anything. Yeah. So I was fine with it. And then I came to appreciate it. But yeah, no.
I
yeah.
have to rethink my choice of careers. Because I'm working with a guy who didn't like pizza as a kid.
I know.
What
that's
the
when
hell?
You really love pizza. I hated everything, though.
Most popular topping.
Pepperoni.
Is second.
Oh, really?
Behind cheese.
Oh,
I assume that
doesn't
that you,
count. What? Yeah, come on.
You were assuming that
sure.
cheese was
yeah, yes.
82%, 66% pepperoni.
Yeah, sausage next.
Sausage maybe? Next.
Okay. Ground beef?
Nope.
No.
Ground beef's not even on the list.
That's a rib. Have you ever had it that way?
No.
It's so good.
No,
it's
I've never heard of ground
good.
Beef on a pizza.
Yeah. Actually, I found it and it's terrible, but with Geno's, remember those 99 cents?
Sure.
Really cheap. I used to live on them.
So 82% cheese, 66% pepperoni, sausage 58%, 53% mushrooms.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
After that?
Pineapple.
That's right, bacon.
Yeah. Oh, got that one right.
After that, onions.
Yeah, nice.
After that, onions. Green peppers.
Where's garlic on this list?
After that, black olives.
Yeah,
olives are Satan's poop.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, sir.
They ruin everything they touch.
Yes, they do. Even in the same room, you got to throw everything and all the food
away.
You
can't just take the olives off the pizza.
No, why do people say that?
I don't know.
There's poison from the juice.
Doesn't work.
All over the pizza, then.
Black olives are...
death.
Death. They're awful.
Beyond awful. Does your woman like them as well?
Wow.
Because...
no.
Right now, there's someone seething out there.
Oh, really? Hilarious.
She loves black olives. Olives of all kinds.
Sorry. Olives of all kinds. Yeah, yeah. Suck ass. I'm sorry.
Across the board.
I know there's someone out there upset, but I'm sorry, you.
No, you're wrong. Just go ahead and admit it.
Canadian bacon, 41%, and then pineapple, 34%.
Mm, okay.
I don't do the pineapple on the pizza.
No.
What's the deal breaker on the pizza for you?
Actually, mushrooms. I hate mushrooms.
Really?
I loathe mushrooms.
More than olives? Because olives for me.
Yeah, actually, because mushrooms are even grosser to me. I mean, they're gross. Besides not liking the taste and the texture, I also just think
olives are not gross.
No, they're not gross.
Those little wet, slippery pieces of Satan's poop.
I want to put them in a martini so they become
tempting. No, they're bad everywhere. They're bad everywhere.
But yeah, mushrooms are a...
right, what's the deal breaker? What's the pizza abomination?
Yeah. What do you hate?
That's the question. Like,
yeah.
What ruins the pizza?
Like, everything else on
single-handedly,
it is perfect.
Yes.
It's from your favorite place. It's free. You're on board, and then you open it up, and there's what?
For me, it's olives.
Yeah.
But 818-955-KLOS. What is the pizza abomination? 818-955-KLOS. Most of the time, we don't care what national blank day it is.
Nope. Couldn't care any less, generally.
But it is National Pizza Day.
That's important. It's
yes.
An important day. We can all learn more about each other.
Correct. And we have put out what are the things that ruin pizza for us.
Yeah.
Mine is olives.
Yeah, mine is mushrooms.
Because olives are Satan's poop. Yeah. All colors.
Mushrooms grow on the ground and disgust me when I see them.
I
have to kick them off my lawn, and I don't want them on my damn pizza.
All right, so the question is, what ruins a pizza for you?
Anchovies.
Oh, yeah, anchovies here. Is a good one.
Yeah.
That wasn't even on the list
100%.
Of the most popular.
Oh, really?
Ones.
Yeah, so that's how much it sucks, I guess.
Yeah, no, I'm down with that.
Yeah, totally, dude. Thanks for calling.
You speak truth.
Yes.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, hello. Hey, what are two things you want on your pizza but not your lover? Cheese and crust.
Thank you for that.
That was a lot of silence,
yeah,
right there.
That was,
we were sharpening our knives and deciding follow up action to that statement, sir. But thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello. What ruins a pizza for you?
I would say artichoke hearts or whatever the hell that thing is. It looks like a burnt earring or burnt ear.
Right.
And I would say jalapenos. Boy, jalapenos. As soon as I open up the can, my eyes start to water and I'm sweating all over the desk.
I don't mind jalapenos so much, but yeah, definitely
I'm with
artichoke
you. I don't
hearts.
Like,
yeah, I can go without.
Both of those could be.
So anchovies on your pizza and artichoke hearts.
And what is that? Artichoke farts? What is it?
Artichoke farts, exactly.
Artichoke farts, oh gosh, artichoke farts.
It's worse than you knew.
Artichoke farts, oh gosh.
Thank you for
Thanks
calling.
For calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
What ruins the pizza for you?
No pizza day.
It's National Pizza Day.
Yeah!
And while we're waiting for our pizza to be delivered, we're talking to people about what ruins a pizza for you.
Anchovy. I cannot believe no one has said anchovy yet.
Anchovies is a good answer.
I mean, who's the first person to go, ooh, here's a disgusting little fish. Let's throw it onto
Let's put that on a pizza.
A perfectly good pizza.
Exactly. Hairy little thing.
Hairy little thing. Thank you for calling.
Hey, you're talking about something else?
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. What ruins a pizza for you?
Sardine.
Oh, yeah.
Sardines. That's These are some one. Of the same ones.
Yeah, yeah. More fish.
Yep.
Yeah, fish.
Let's not put fish on our pizzas.
Let's not do that. Let's move on from that.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, this is Monique. The one topping that I hate on my pizza is sausage.
Do you like just straight up normal sausage when it's not thrown onto cheese and crust?
Not so much.
All right.
Well, we'll make a note of it. We were just making you a pizza, and we will not put sausage on it, Monique.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, what ruins pizza?
You know what? This might be an unpopular option for me, but I don't like when they do the meatballs, when they have too much fennel seed in it. It ruins everything.
Too much fennel seed in the meatballs?
Yeah, there's fennel seed in that. You know, I love it when it's kind of spicy sausage and stuff like that, but... you know, you get that cheap ass pizza and it's too much fennel.
Too much fennel.
All right, I'll get a hold of the chef. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, man. You, first of all, you guys rock.
Thank you.
I just want you to know, you know that. But anyway, thanks. Anchovies, man.
Yeah.
The anchovies,
I think that's the winner or the loser.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, seriously.
Let's stop putting that on pizza. Thank you, man.
All right, thanks. Thanks, bye. Dude. All right, so the pizza we're having delivered, not having anchovies.
Correct. All right.
Keith, pizza, no anchovies. I don't smell our pizza yet.
I know. It's supposed to come in about 10 minutes.
Oh, man. I can't wait 10 minutes.
Have you noticed that I've been tripping on my headphone cord the whole day?
Yes.
I don't know what's happening.
It's like me saying we're giving out tickets to The Cure instead of The Who. I don't know.
My headphones are attacking me.
Something going on. We're both losing our minds. Well, what's little?
Here's a crazy story. Ex-funeral director.
Okay. That's a hell of a job.
That's a hell of a start. Surrenders on charges he left bodies to decay near his children's toys.
Near his children's toys.
His name is Brian Barnett.
Not only did he not deal with the bodies he was entrusted with, he just left him over there where the kids play.
He turned himself into the New York Police Department. His mugshot is here. Apparently, there were a lot of charges based on this guy's business.
Hey, you're supposed to really get that done. You're not supposed to be screwing around with that. Was he in New York City?
No, but he was in upstate New York.
Oh, okay.
The accusations involve charges that the funeral director left decaying bodies around his children's toys in a facility which included both his personal residence and the funeral home he was operating. That means he brought his work home with him.
Ugh. Yeah.
Can you imagine?
No, why? What did he just left him there? He didn't bother dealing like he's supposed to?
I don't know if he was just lazy or couldn't keep up with the workload or crazy.
You gotta be crazy.
You have to be crazy to leave that around your kids.
Yes. And
so here are the charges.
Yeah.
And this is what caught my eye.
It comes a list. Okay. Yeah.
Brian Barnett, 35, charged with 3 counts of concealing a human corpse.
Sure.
Which is a Class E felony.
So 3 people there.
1 count of 4th-degree grand larceny.
Okay, probably for charging people but not actually doing his job.
That's a felony.
Yeah, sure.
1 count of 3rd-degree grand larceny.
Okay.
That's a felony.
Sure.
3 counts of failing to bury a body within a reasonable amount of time.
Well, it's only been a couple of years.
Which is a misdemeanor.
What?
You got a ticket for that.
What? I'm going to keep that in mind.
Failing to bury a body within a reasonable amount of time.
Ah, big deal.
2 counts of endangering the welfare of a child.
There you go.
1 count of operating an unlicensed funeral home.
Oh, geez. Here's something you might want to check into.
Also a misdemeanor.
What?
How can running a funeral home without the proper licensing be a misdemeanor?
I think we have a new side business, Kevin.
No. And 4 counts of operating as a funeral director without a valid license.
Well, dude. Also, well, there you go. He just didn't know what he was doing.
Also a misdemeanor.
Really?
Yes.
Hey, baby. I'm a funeral director. It's a misdemeanor. That's all it is. I can say it all at once.
Yeah.
Wow.
So those are all the charges. Then.
Wow. Wow.
So I guess do a little research.
Yes, please.
Before you drop off Nana.
Hey, look at that. Pizza's here. Pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah, bring in the pizza. Fantastic. So, you know, I just played that song because of Moonfall. Are you going to go see that movie? It looks kind of good to me. Dude, pizza.
Thank you. Very
Thank you
much.
So much for bringing in pizza.
This is so good. Did you say Moonfall?
Yeah. Halle Berry movie.
I know. I've seen. The first time I saw the trailer, I laughed at it.
Right.
Second time, I thought.
I know.
Maybe.
I'm kind of exactly right there.
It's either going to be great.
Yes.
Or awful.
Yes.
It's either going to be a 10 or a 0.
Yes. It's always so weird with those kind of movies, you know? And I don't know that I want to plunk down my cash, and maybe I'll just wait until it comes to HBO or whatever.
That's probably smart.
Yeah. But I kind of wanted to see it. I mean, people are loving it,
because
and people are hating it.
Because you love
stupid
space.
Yes, and space. But also stupid, ridiculous, over-the-top, you know?
I mean, I like that, too.
Yeah. But anyways, like the promos at least feature that song, so I just thought I'd throw it in there and see if you were going to go see Moonfall.
I am not going to go see Moonfall, no.
All right, that's nice and all, but we have pizza. We should just eat that now. We should turn off the
Let's
radio.
Do that.
And, yeah, who cares?
Let's play something else.
Yeah, okay. Good idea.
And eat.
I would love to do that. Sounds like a great idea, but I'm eating.
You are eating. You are not professional.
I am definitely not professional. Not when there's pizza involved.
That's the first thing they teach us in radio school.
Never open the mic while eating food. Right. Don't even have it near the board. It could wreck the board.
That's correct.
Who
and you
gives
have
a
it
rat's
all
ass?
Over
I
the
do.
Equipment, which is great.
It's National Pizza Day, man. I'm going to eat it.
All right, let's talk about movies for a second. The worst movies of each year since 1980.
Okay.
You have the list there?
Yeah, it's from BuzzFeed.
Okay.
And I see Ralph Garman is calling. Should we put him on the air directly? Out of the blue for no reason?
Oh, wow.
Is this supposed to be happening? Did you forget something?
Oh, my God.
Yes, I did. Listen, let's play a song.
Okay. I'll have some more pizza.
Sorry, you guys entertain yourselves, and we're going to eat. We'll play another song, and we'll be right back.
Yes. I'm still eating. Mm. This pizza's good. Should we say where it's from?
We can.
Yeah, where's it from?
Pizza.
On National Pizza Day.
Pizza, Basta, Pizza, Pasta, Pista, something.
Well, there you go. There's a plug for him.
I don't know.
Very good barbecue chicken pizza.
I don't know if you've seen this or not, but there's a protest going on in Canada.
Oh, yeah, right at the border with all the truckers.
A bunch of truckers.
Uh-huh.
First, they started out in the Canadian capital.
Right.
Ottawa. And they basically were stopping up traffic and honking, blowing their horns, you know, those 18-wheeler horns.
Do you know that they gave them 4 hours of silence on Sunday, however, as respect? So for 4 hours on Sunday morning, this past Sunday morning, no one blared their horn.
Well, I do believe that the government is finally ready to crack down on it because these people are protesting the fact that they need to get stricter measures for the pandemic.
Right.
And they're very upset about the vaccinations.
And driving across the border without any sort of protection.
Correct. Which Canada has been really hardcore about.
Yeah, probably one of the most, actually.
I remember my friend Brad Williams, comedian, who couldn't get into Canada because he had his vaccination, but he also needed a negative test.
But they had also seen his act.
That's possible. Yes. So now the government has cracked down and said you can't use your horns anymore.
Oh, really? Oh, no more blowing your horn.
Right.
Huh?
So how do they do that?
Yeah.
There are also people up there that are holding signs again, go home morons and vaccine saves lives. So there's kind of a protest, counter-protest.
Well, that's always fun.
So let's talk to one of the truckers.
Oh, okay.
Who is in, I believe, Ottawa protesting. Hello.
How are you guys doing today? Hello?
Hey, how are you? Good. Who's this?
Wonderful.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi. How's it going, eh?
It's going really well.
Hey, that's great, eh?
Who is this?
My name's Gordon.
Gordon?
And I'm a trucker up here in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Originally from Toronto, and now I'm another one. I'm protesting for freedom, eh? How about freedom, eh? What's all that about?
But, I mean, there's still freedom. You still have freedom. And I think that's proven by the fact that you're protesting.
You can't make me, like, take an injection, okay? It's not like something that if I don't want to do it, I don't have to do it. I don't think so, you know, not in my country, eh?
I mean, it's sort of in every country.
No, it's not. It's like in your country, everybody's doing it, eh? Because they don't have the freedoms, okay? But up here, it's like freedoms. Because, like, Canada, the flag is, like, red and white, you know? But it's like America, but we're never blue.
Oh, no. That's unacceptable.
I hate you right now.
Freedom, eh?
So boot? You have freedom. I don't.
Well, but you're not free to blow your horn now. How do you feel about
that? That's what I'm saying. Why can't I blow my horn if I want to protest about my freedom, eh?
Because you're annoying everyone else.
On the planet. And we can hear you down here.
Yeah, that's how you get attention, eh? That's how, like your country, that's how they beat the British.
By blowing horns?
Yeah, they're blowing their horns, and the British said, oh, that's enough for me. Hey, I'm out of here. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, I did hear that in class one time. Yeah.
I didn't learn that.
It's a very little-known fact.
So now you can't use your horn.
But that's not going to stop me, eh, because freedom, okay? So there's a lot of other ways I can get attention. I can, like, bother people, eh, without even having a truck horn, okay?
Okay. How can you do that?
What if I bring my pet moose with me, hey? What if I do that?
Wow,
that is annoying.
They'll be begging me for a horn, eh?
Yes, they will.
That's right. I got plenty of things. What if the Maple Leafs score a lot of goals outside your house then, okay?
That's the horn that the Maple Leafs use?
How about that, eh?
Yeah, that seems pretty annoying as well.
Oh, I can pull out the big guns. If you respect my freedoms, I'll play the most annoying Canadian sound in the world.
Okay. Okay? I can barely hear it.
I can barely hear it.
That's a Justin Bieber song, I believe.
Woo!
Justin Bieber.
That's just cruel, man. No. Now you're just getting mean playing Justin Bieber.
I got that on a loop, so suck it, Canada.
I'm told Nikki Sixx called and asked for that song from Eddie Vedder. That is his latest. It is Brother the Cloud on KLOS.
I sincerely doubt that.
He's a big fan.
Let's talk about the worst picture of the year by the Razzies.
Okay, yes.
Every year, they pick a worst movie of the year.
Right.
So I'm going to read through the list since 1985.
Okay.
And you tell me if you've seen it or not.
All right.
And I'll tell you same.
Okay.
Worst picture of the year 1985 was Rambo First Blood Part 2.
Which we called Second Blood. And it was terrible. And yes.
I sort of liked it.
Saw it. Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah,
really?
Sort of. Yeah.
You like Rambo Second Blood?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all right.
Sort of.
We'll allow it.
1986 was Howard the Duck.
Oh, I walked out on that one.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Walked out.
You did the right thing.
Yeah.
1986 was Under the Cherry Moon.
Oh, Prince.
Prince.
Yeah, that was pretty boring. That was the black and white one?
I don't know if it was black and white or not.
It was really boring.
1987, Leonard Part 6.
I don't know what
starring
that is.
Oh, Bill Cosby.
Right. That's right.
1988, Worst Picture of the Year, Cocktail. Tom Cruise.
Never saw it. Did you?
Saw it.
Did you? Like it?
Don't remember. 1989's Worst Picture, Star Trek V, The Final Frontier.
Terrible movie. That was one of the whales, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
It was the one with the whales? Oh, I like Four.
Four was, which one was that?
I like the whales came up from Earth?
Yeah.
I think
they started getting worse and worse.
I like that one too.
They do. Wow.
Damn it.
You're a Trekkie.
1990s.
Trekker, sorry.
Worst picture of the year, The Adventures of Ford Fairlane.
Never saw that. That was Andrew Dice Clay, right?
Never heard of it.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
1991, worst picture, Hudson Hawk.
Never saw that. Did you?
Did not see that either?
No.
You know what? I don't really remember a lot of what happened in the 90s.
Yeah, me too. Right there with you,
1993,
man.
Indecent Proposal.
Oh, yeah. Who cares? I was like, so what? Ooh, that's shocking.
Yep.
Little.
1994, Worst Picture of the Year, Color of the Night.
I don't even know what
looks
that
like
is.
Bruce Willis.
Oh, Bruce.
Who I like.
Yeah, me
pretty
too.
Much everything. 1995, Showgirls.
I have a story about that. I actually went to the premiere.
Yes, you went to the
Demi
premiere.
Was there. Yeah, just like a few people. And it was bad. It was rough. That was a rough night.
Wow.
Yeah.
1996, Worst Picture of the Year, Striptease.
I don't know what that is.
That's Demi Moore as well.
Oh, dear.
1997, The Postman.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, that's... You never saw... That's no. Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
And I don't remember exactly what's happening in the movie, but I do remember the line, I'm just a guy trying to deliver the mail.
You know, that could either... If it was the right delivery, the right line, the right moment...
It was not. It was not at all.
Right.
1998, Burn, Hollywood Burn.
Don't know that. Wow, I haven't seen
that. Is an Alan Smithy film.
Okay.
1999, Wild Wild West.
Oh, shut up. I like that movie.
I did too.
I like that movie a lot. Who put this together? This is the Razzies, right?
Yeah.
All right.
That's Will Smith.
Now, yeah, that's a good movie.
I like that one.
It's a weird ass film.
Battlefield Earth 2000.
Don't know that one.
Oh, that's a really, really awful movie that stars.
People out there are saying it right now.
Yes.
Screaming at
the guy that's in the lead of Saturday Night Fever.
John Travolta?
Yes.
Wow, okay.
Yes, and it was awful.
Where are we in relation to Pulp Fiction at this point?
I don't know for
sure. Came back hard, but yeah.
2001, Freddy Got Fingered.
Great title, though.
Agreed?
Really good title.
Agreed, though. 2002, Swept Away.
Don't know that.
2003, Geely?
Oh, yeah. Well, everybody loved that movie. That's on the list of terrible
it's
movies?
It's the worst movie, according to the Razzies.
Yeah,
okay. 2004, Catwoman.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
I don't...
And I loved her back in the day, on the original TV series,
yes.
Catwoman, yeah.
Dirty Love, 2005.
No idea.
No idea what that is. 2006, Basic Instinct 2.
Wait, I've had another instinct.
I don't think I saw that.
I have another rabbit!
Let's see, 2008, The Love Guru.
Oh,
that was
bad. That was painful.
Awful.
Yeah.
That took some years off my life. 2009, worst movie of the year, Transformers Revenge of the Fallen.
You know, it's a Transformers movie.
Right. So that's my thing.
Yeah.
2010, The Last Airbender.
No idea what that is.
I thought it was pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
It's a mystical movie about kids that control air and water and fire. And yeah. I liked it.
You were high.
Here's my point. Mm-hmm. I liked a lot of these movies.
Yeah.
That were considered the worst movies of the year.
Yeah, I like a few of those.
So the call-in topic is movies that you love that everyone else seems to hate.
Oh, okay. Can you think of any other movies? I can give you one for sure. It's a movie called Parents. And it's like supposed to be in the 50s, and it turns out this kid's parents are cannibals. And it's the most psychotic, bizarre little movie, and I love it. And people hate it. And Pink Flamingos. Let's talk about Divine.
Pink Flamingos as well.
I wouldn't suggest people see that movie, but man, did I find that to be amusing.
I mean, you don't have to want to recommend it.
Right.
But you love a movie.
You like it, yeah.
And you see, you feel like you're the only one.
Yeah.
Like 2015, Fantastic Four. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, okay.
It's the worst movie of the year, according to this. So, you loved a movie that everybody else seems to hate. 818-955-KLOS.
When is National Prostitute Day? LaGrange. I mean, when is that? It's National Pizza Today. That's nice.
It is, yes. Yeah. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking about the worst movies of the year and how many we liked. And that seems to be a thing, which is you like a movie that everybody else seems to hate. You have one of those?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
I'm having pizza, man.
Sorry, it's National Pizza Day.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Movie that you love, nice. Everybody else seems to hate.
Battleship. It was a good one, but I hear it bombed.
Based on the game, right?
Yeah, that's the one.
I got to tell you, I love that as well.
Did you?
Yes, and I got the exact same impression, which is that everyone else hated it.
Well, you found your soulmate.
Yeah.
Right on, man. You sank my battleship, you bastards!
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, you're talking about the movie still, right?
Yeah, movies that you love, but everybody else seems to hate.
Phantasm 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, I've only seen the first one, but I love Phantasm.
I love the first one, too.
Yeah, it's really good, but yeah, people don't get it. It freaks them out.
Right.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right.
That flying ball is classic, man.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
It was called The Rockstar.
The Rockstar.
Horrible.
Do you know what he's talking about, The Rockstar?
Yes, I do.
Who's in it?
Mark Wahlberg?
Yes.
Ah.
And I do believe there was two guys in the audience that had a cameo.
Nope, but, I don't know what you're talking about.
but what do you think, guys?
No idea what you're talking about.
What is this? What?
Nope.
What?
Nothing.
Sir?
I played a reporter.
Hello? Yes.
Oh, you did? You made your silver screen debut.
I did.
That is impressive.
Thank you for calling and reminding us all of that.
Can I have your autograph?
Shut up.
818-955-KLOS.
Movies you love that everybody else seems to hate.
Take it from the reporter.
We started this hour talking about the worst movies of the year since 1980.
That is quite a horrifying list, really.
According to a BuzzFeed article, and we realized that we had not only seen a lot of them, but liked them.
Yeah. I mean, I will admit that I like some really horrible movies.
You have that category. Okay, everybody has that category. I think everybody has that category.
Hopefully.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Movies you love that everybody else seems to hate.
I love the Charlie's Angels movies.
Me too.
They're funny. They're not trying to be a riveting cinema.
I love both of them. They're so good.
Yeah, agreed. And they're not supposed to be taken seriously.
Even the one in 2019, I don't care if people don't like it. I think they could care.
Oh, I didn't even know they did another one. Damn it.
Neither.
Well, I bet I would like it because I love the other two. And I love what's her name? Oh, man.
Kristen Stewart?
No.
No.
I love her. She's my girlfriend in my...
That's awesome.
Drew Barrymore.
Thank you, Drew Barrymore. Yes, I love her.
Are you going to make her list the entire movie?
Yes, major fan of Drew. Thank you for calling, and I totally agree.
KLOS, hello.
Starship Troopers.
Ha!
Would you like to learn more?
Do you like Robert Heinlein?
I'm a little young. I'm guessing he's in that movie, but I don't know who he is.
No, he wrote the books that it was based on, and yeah, people are like, I think he would have appreciated it. I think he would have actually, because it really sort of took his style, I think. You know, I'm a big fan of his, but yeah, people love that movie or hate it.
I got a bad movie, though. It's called Rubber. That should be on the worst movie ever list.
What is?
Rubber?
Rubber, yes.
From what year, do you know?
I'm going to say late 90s, early 2000s. It was about a tire that had psychedelic powers that could kill people.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. Such an awful movie.
Avoid Rubber at all costs.
Yes.
Thank you for calling.
Still bareback. Thanks for calling.
Really? I'm disappointed in you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi. Talking about movies that you love that everybody else seems to hate?
This movie is from, like, 1988 called The Big Blue.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
No, me either.
That was with Jean Reno, Roseanne Arquette. It was about these divers in, I think it was in the Greek islands, and they would do these deep sea free dives.
Right.
And it was really cool, you know, cinematography. I mean, I'm not in big into that, but, you know, some of the scenes were really awesome. And every time I recommend the movie, people just roll their eyes and want no part of it.
Huh. That's always weird.
I have learned that there are movies that I like that I wouldn't recommend.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
because I know it's an acquired taste or
yes,
whatever.
You yeah.
know?
Or there's something wrong with you.
Yes, sure.
Most people don't share.
Thank
Dude,
you for
thanks
calling.
KLOS,
hello.
I kind of like Planet or Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Do you really?
Yeah, I mean, it's clumsily shot, but I mean, it, if you just
watch. Yeah. I mean, when you got Bela Lugosi in it, I mean, you know, I go for Glenn or Glinda myself, but, you know, that's just me. I really do. I like that movie. It's so wonderfully horrible. Dude, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, movies that you love that everybody else seems to hate?
Oh, yeah. How about Secret Life of Walter Mitty?
Come on in, Keith. We're not on the air. Don't worry about it.
Not how good mozzarella sticks.
Okay.
I'm a five-year-old.
Keith, mozzarella stick!
Don't worry about it. We're not doing anything here.
Be sure to close the door loudly when you go out.
Okay, see ya.
There you go.
You guys are crazy.
Sorry, dude. Sorry. We didn't have any control over that. Our boss just walked in.
As he is wont to do.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks.
I don't know what he said. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Super Bowl Sunday is this Sunday.
That's unbelievable. It's already here.
And we are talking about Super Bowl betting. Did you know that a record number of Americans plan on spending more than $7.6 billion, with a B, dollars gambling on the game Sunday?
Wow. Wow, that is an incredible amount.
Isn't that ridiculous?
How much of that is your cash?
A lot of it. About a billion. They have, you know, who's going to win.
Sure.
Over, under points, sure. That kind of stuff that yeah. normally you can bet on.
Normal people will.
In the Super Bowl, they have exotic prop bets is what they call them.
Okay.
And they're basically, you can bet on anything that's not in the game.
Okay. This is your sort of favorite kind of betting.
National anthem.
Right.
Country music star Mickey Guyton.
That one guy.
Never heard of.
Nope.
He's singing the national anthem. The over-under for the national anthem is set at 95 seconds. I don't know how they figure that out unless he sung it somewhere else.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then does he ham it up a little because it's
yeah,
the Super Bowl?
Right. So is he going to go for more than a minute and 35?
Right.
Or is he?
That's the question.
Yeah. Now, that's a great thing to bet on. I love that kind of bet.
Same.
Yeah.
It makes it. Even if you're not interested in the football, it makes it fun.
Sure.
The coin toss at
right.
the beginning of the game.
Who's going to win it?
Heads, tails, who's
right.
going to win it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then it gets to the halftime show, which I'm finally excited about, this halftime show. Dr. Dre, Eminem, Snoop Dogg, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, that's a pretty solid lineup.
Odds for the halftime show are released. How many songs will be sung?
Ah, all right.
How many will be performed?
Six. You know, because they cut them all up. And
the over-under.
Yeah.
Is 7.5.
Okay.
So you would bet the under on
yeah,
that.
Go under, yeah. I'd say 6. Because they had so many people up there on stage, they can't keep switching too fast.
Back. Yeah, that's
my guess.
True.
Yeah.
First artist shown live during halftime.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a good bet.
Multiple artists
okay.
is the highest odds.
Right.
And then Snoop is second highest.
Yeah!
And then Dr. Dre, and then Eminem and Mary J. Blige and Kendrick
I
Lamar.
I bet Snoop would be the first one they focus on in the control room. They're like, hey, look, Snoop! Everybody
Maybe,
knows Snoop!
But don't you think it's Dr. Dre's half?
Yeah,
don't you think of it as
everybody
Dr.
knows Snoop.
Agreed.
You know, I'm going to see like, oh, there's Snoop.
First song played during the halftime show
okay.
you can
right.
bet on.
Yeah.
The leader is California Love.
Mm, sure, makes sense. Yeah. Oh, that's actually perfect here. Yeah, that's almost a given,
right?
I would think.
And then it's the next episode and still
right.
Dre
yeah.
and there's a whole Love Yourself, Lose Yourself, sorry.
Dolly Parton, Hard Candy
Humble.
Christmas.
I don't think
no?
so.
Yeah.
Last song played during the halftime show. Like they're actually betting on
I mean,
which song.
Every single. How many clouds will be in the sky?
Correct. Yes. First Eminem song to be played.
Mm.
So now you're taking a list at you're a look at one artist,
right?
And you're guessing
yeah.
which song they might start with.
Right.
His,
right. Right.
And
right.
Lose Yourself is number one, and then the real
sure.
Slim Shady.
Yeah.
And then you can bet on the Gatorade bath
mm-hmm.
after the game.
Right.
What color is it?
Okay.
Which team is
sure.
gonna? Who gets doused in it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of ridiculous things, including like
important things.
The MVP, who he will thank first.
Mm,
that
right.
kind of stuff.
And I should thank my grandma.
You can bet on anything. So we want to take your calls on betting on the Super Bowl. 818-955-KLOS. And we have a big game getaway, a limited edition KLOS custom t-shirt. and you get it qualified for a chance to the grand prize, which is a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas, two reserved seats at Chickie and Pete's for the big game viewing, $100 credit for food and beverage, plus $200 travel cash.
And you're going to be sitting there watching the game and seeing if you're winning your bets.
Correct. Yeah. And you'll have seats reserved, which is huge for the big game when you're watching it there.
So we'll put you in the drawing if you...
for the best call.
Yeah, what it is that you bet on or have bet on or lost money on.
You lost money on, you lost the most money, you won the most money.
Right.
What did you bet on?
Ref the Super Bowl.
The more ridiculous, the better.
Yes.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Talking about betting on the big game. You do it?
I'm going to bet on the streaker. Someone's going to streak.
Now, you know, if you set up a bet like that with your friends and then you go do it, you could actually win that bet.
Like, hey, man, you're letting everybody know my plan now.
Well, sorry about that.
All right, well, enjoy your freedom out there.
Hey, also, that Mickey Guyton guy who's doing the national anthem, it's a girl.
Oh, it is? I'm sorry.
We're big country fans.
I'm sorry. I did not know that.
Sorry, Mickey.
Totally.
Oh, Mickey, you're such a girl. You're such a girl. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. So we bet on the first car commercial. We have to guess the color of the first car that comes out.
Oh, that's a good one.
The first car commercial. You bet the color
of the car. That's great.
Interesting.
I like that. Have you won in the past?
Yeah, a couple of times because there's several commercials of cars.
Do you have a favorite color you go with? Like, is white would be my guess.
I would go red.
Yeah.
I always go white.
White.
Yeah, I guess it seems like it's
interesting. All right.
Empty color palette is the first.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, win some cash.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Right on.
KLOS, hello.
So I bought a, this is a couple years ago, I bought a scratcher, won $20. So I went and I bought another couple of scratchers, won $50. Told my girlfriend, all right, I'm on a good one. Let's go to Morongo. Went to Morongo that night, won $8,000.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
So have you ever felt like you were on a roll but weren't before?
No, that was a complete hunch. Complete hunch. I said, no, I'm on a good one. I said, let's go to Morongo tonight.
Nice.
And I thought it was a long shot. I said, yeah, you know, it's a long shot, but it's an excuse to go to Morongo.
Any dude.
Sure enough, won 8K.
Nice.
That's crazy.
Any reason to go to gamble? I'm on board.
Yeah, agreed.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
Also well said. KLOS, hello.
818-955-KLOS. Tell us what you bet on and when you won and when you lost.
Super Bowl betting.
Yeah, that.
Okay.
And how much did you say is being bet by Americans?
$7.6 billion.
On the game this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
On Sunday.
Wow. People, you got a lot of the expendable cash.
A lot of dough out there.
Damn.
So we're talking about betting on the big game. You do that?
We have a bet on which team will have the first player on national TV that adjusts his cup.
That is a great bet.
That's got to be the first 2.5 minutes at the most into the broadcast.
I would think
so. Well, it has to be seen on TV. I'm sure that it will happen many times, but it will be the first team that gets caught on TV with a player that adjusts his cup.
I'm going to go with 2.5 minutes. That would be my guess. Dude, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I got it. Okay, a few years ago, I was drinking with my neighbor across the street, made a $100 bet that the Bears were going to go winless that year. Later on, we were still drinking. I said, you know what, I'll even put up $500 if they win the Super Bowl. And they turned around and they won the Super Bowl.
Boom. Nice.
Boom! And did they pay up, your friends?
Yeah, he sure did.
Nice.
Sure
did. Well done, man. All right, well, I'm not making any bets with you because clearly I would lose. Right. Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Talking about betting on the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, I had a premonition. I was going on the Price is Right, the Let's Make a Deal show, that I was going to win. I was going to come on down.
Right.
And my husband did not believe me, so I bet him that I would. And I went, and I did. And not only did I win his bet, but I won $1,500 on the show.
Nice.
What? How did you know that?
I don't know. I just knew. I knew with everything I had that I was going to be called. I just knew it.
Do you have other instances in your life where you knew it and it happened?
Only like once or twice.
What's happening?
Blue oyster ball.
95.5 KLOS on California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about betting on the big game. You do it?
My wife was pregnant with our first kid. I went to a party and it was $100 a square.
Mm-hmm.
And I won the pool and I bought my daughter her whole bedroom set with it. I won like $2,500. The crib, the bath, and that.
Wow.
Everything.
That is not the sort of thing that usually happens with like what's supposed to go to the kid's new room.
No.
Usually it's quite the opposite.
Correct.
Well done.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hi there. We're talking about betting on the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Many years ago when the Chargers went to the Super Bowl, the June before that, I was sitting in a sports book in Vegas feeling, a little drunk. Oh, hell, a lot drunk. But I was also winning quite a bit of money.
Right.
So I went up there and I bet $100 on the Chargers to win the Super Bowl. When they went to the Super Bowl, I couldn't be more excited.
Of course. What would you have won if they won?
I think it was like $20,000 or something like that.
Woo! Damn. For a $100 bet. Yeah, I'll take that.
But there was one problem. San Francisco 49ers.
Yep.
They beat the crap out of them.
Those sons of bitches.
They still owe you $100.
They robbed you from $20,000.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hey there.
KLOS Radio?
It is.
Are you guys doing the movies that everyone hates but I love segment still?
We were last hour.
But what? Yeah, what movie is it that you love that everybody else hates?
Hobo with the Shotgun.
Oh, no, that's a good movie.
With Rutger Hauer.
Yeah, you found another person who appreciates it.
Hey, give a shout out to my boy, Renee Costas. He works for you guys.
Oh, Renee in the morning.
Renee in the morning. That's right. That's my homeboy. We grew up in Laverne.
Well, how does he get up and work at that time in the morning? I mean, granted, it's hanging out with Heidi and Frank, which is awesome, but man, that screw that. I mean, Kevin, how did you do it all those years?
Hated it.
3:30 in the morning you get up? F that.
That's how it is, man.
That's how it is.
All right, later.
Yeah, you don't miss getting up that early.
I don't at all. No. 5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
Happy Pizza Day to you. I learned it was pizza today.
It's National Pizza Day.
I'm really loving that.
A funeral director left bodies around his house amongst his kids' toys. And we found out from that story that running a funeral home without a license is only a misdemeanor.
So if you feel like opening a funeral parlor,
that seems like it should be more serious.
Without actually learning how to do it or anything. You know, whatever. Oh, bad, bad, bad.
It is National Pizza Day. We asked what the worst thing is to put on pizza. And while mine is olives, the number one, according to our listeners, is anchovies.
Yep. They're right.
Put those on pizza.
No fish on your za.
And we talked about Super Bowl betting and some of the things people bet on, the length of the national anthem, the coin flip, and which player will adjust himself on camera first.
All right, I'm going to go home and adjust myself.
Enjoy. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace out.
Wanting to get things started with small audiences, it was on this day in rock in 1972 when Paul McCartney and Wings played their first show at a covert university tour they had just gotten underway with at Nottingham University in England. It was a really insane, terrible, crazy bananas night with Iggy Pop yelling at the audience. On this day in rock in 1974 at the Palace in Detroit, when the Stooges played their very last show until the 2003 reunion. The opening act for that particular night in 1974, a little band just getting their start, Aerosmith.